Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. So here's the formal outline of what you can expect in this cryptocurrency high-level trading course. A couple things. There's 3 weeks worth of material, plus 1 week for optional for those that are interested in this based upon algo trading bot development at a high-level intro. Okay, and I'll lead you into different paths. But again, this is very optional, very last week for people. And if you're in the technical side, this may be benefit for you, or if you want to learn. So let me just go through what we've got here. So here's the requirements and logistics. I struggle all the time between traders who are non-technical and traders who are either learning or experienced on the technical programming side. So right now, this is the very first statement, very first time I'm able to say this over 10 years. I purposely designed this for non-technical people where there is no IT skills needed. Okay, let me repeat that. So you do not need to worry about having IT skills, okay? If you don't have them, don't worry about it. I'll go through what may some be part of technical, but you want to trade crypto, you will need to use a platform, so on and so forth. So there is that, but other than that, there's no programming needed, no need to secure databases and all that. So if you don't have the IT skills, don't worry, because you can easily get into this. So the idea here is my goal. I've looked at many different courses. A lot of them don't come from the mindset to help secure your future. We know where things have been going lately, people losing jobs, careers, all because of this wonderful virus that's hit us globally, okay? So this is pretty well designed with that mindset in mind, okay? So here's how it works. I'll be covering this for 4 weeks, this course, really 3 weeks, with the fourth week, the additional last week, which is again, bot development and all that. I'll be doing this 12 times a year, meaning every single month, and I'll be starting it at the first of each week of each month. So depending upon your sign-up experience and access, you can repeat this as much as you want. If it overwhelms you, can just jump on in the following month. The whole purpose of this, I've looked at four major crypto exchanges out there. A lot of them are con artists, scams, but we're going to lead into using the Kraken crypto exchange. And as I said, the Motive Wave trading platform. I will challenge you, go out there, do your due diligence on both Kraken and Motive Wave, the trading platform. Do your due diligence, check out the reviews, see what people say about both. These are the best of breed for both, okay? I purposely chose those, okay? So when you sign up, you'll get immediate access to everything, okay? A lot of people go through everything right away, blah, 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 blah. That's all fine and good. But here's where the structure comes in, is what you're really getting value out of this, is that because there's basically live components to this, live Q&A, live question and answer each week based upon those topics for that week. That's what the real value is for, because a lot of people will have Q&A with different scenarios and we'll cover them for that week. So when does that happen? I'm looking at Mondays, 5 or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending upon the involvement, number of people, because as you know, on the public webinar 7, which I've been holding for probably 10 years, I'm going to have that at 7, then have the Q&A stuff for this course before it. Okay, so if Monday for that week is a holiday, then we just put it on the next day for Tuesday. Okay, so basically I've done a lot of free stuff. So I've rolled everything into this one course with a lot of unique, more up-to-date stuff. And that's where the Q&A comes in as well. Because we know crypto, the situations, everything changes it seems like every day, every hour. So it will self-evolve as time passes. But this is the core of each week. So let's get to that. So here's the first week. A lot of people come in not knowing what crypto is. It's a high-level intro I'm going to talk about. Then there's the benefit. Okay, so this is all done via content that you get access to. There's videos and stuff. You watch them. And then the following Monday for that Q&A, you hit me up with all your questions. And we have a live discussion about it to help you get a better handle on it. So this week is fairly light. It's just more information gathering. So we talk about the intro. We got the benefits. A lot of people ask, why crypto over other asset classes? So I'll cover a comparison of crypto against all the other major asset classes, including Forex, stock, equities, futures, options, okay? And I can tell you crypto will blow each and every one of them away, okay? Because crypto, and especially Bitcoin now, it's hitting mainstream. It's going to be a big component of our life moving forward. We can't avoid it. We can't escape it. The other thing is, I want to talk about cold versus hot storage of crypto. When you cover that topic, you'll know why I cover it. It's revolving around privacy and non-amenity as well. And most importantly is which crypto exchange should you go with. So these are the four, maybe three exchanges that are tied and connected to MotoWave. So, but they're usually the three biggest. There's Binance based out of Asia. There is Coinbase out of the US, which is like, just read my stuff on Coinbase. It's just not a happy experience. I'll just leave it at that. Don't recommend it. And then the one I recommend, obviously, is Kraken. You'll see the reviews, and it's just got really good support. Bitstamp, no. But I go through each and every one with the pros and cons of each. So that's covered. Also, continuing in that, is that now we've gotten past the benefits of crypto and all that. Now we focus on Kraken. So these videos that I have in this section are hand-picked, found on YouTube with excellent, easy to understand, easy to capture video demos on Kraken on how to do the following. So obviously you want to do crypto trading with Kraken, an explanation of why Kraken, setting up with Kraken, funding either your bank via fiat currency like US dollar or cryptocurrency. I'll tell you right here, we're not talking about USDT like Tether or USDC. Like what we're trading on is US dollar, okay, the real fiat currency, US dollar. So even if they got rid of Tether or USDC, it doesn't matter because you're going to be trading and holding everything in US dollar, okay? And this, the one video explains why, proof of reserve, and that's why Kraken's a really good exchange to go with because of that. But once you get into crypto and you understand crypto, you'll be wanting to preferably transfer crypto from one to the other because of low fees and it's fast. There's no third party involved except for the blockchain itself, which you choose. And then if you grow, bought, or if you're from a capital firm, which I really get quite a few people, I'd say half the people that come through are connected to some financial capital firm, bank, hedge fund, whatever. Then we talk and get into Kraken Pro, the advantages of that, and the institutional services that come with that. If you have a company where you want to set up Kraken for that, then we also talk about API management as well for whatever service you go with from within Kraken, if it's the personal or the pro. Plus, we I don't really get into it, but I will tell you this: if you want to make the real mad money in crypto, you want to be on Kraken futures if you can get access to it based upon where you live. But I don't cover it in this course, but that's where the real mad money is found, especially at the institutional level. Okay, week two. Now, this product I put out called Your Future, Your Retirement. Basically, it was designed to control your destiny with crypto. Because as I said, I read every freaking day, people are losing their careers. People are like getting muscled out of their financial security and income. And crypto is a good place to be because crypto is growing so fast. It's like right now I heard it's 2.5 trillion and Forex is 4 trillion. So it just shows you a fairly new industry and how fast crypto is growing. So if I looked at everything financial, I'd rather be in crypto without a doubt because of the various reasons I give. And if you see my portfolio, it's done quite well to be able to really add on value in a very short period of time. Anyway, so this is what you won't find in other courses. So as I said, this is videos from past webinars. Okay, to show you where we came from economically to where we are today. I do this on purpose to show you where we may go, okay? For instance, now they're talking $600 transactions at the IRS will be flagged if you deposit more than $600 into your account. Now, with the banking system, more and more people are probably gonna start using crypto as a way to transact. Of course, you got to do it legally because you will have an obligation. But as I said, if you are looking for privacy and anonymity, this is where you go in crypto. So I purposely talk about this and purposely showcase where things were, how it was predicted, and where we are now. Everything's been in line, but a lot worse. Okay. Now, the first video in this is we have a taxes webinar. How crypto and everything's going to be affected by taxes, because taxes is now probably our number one expense if you live in the West. If you're living in Canada or UK or US, you may be paying upwards to half of your income goes to the tax man or the IRS, CRA, or wherever, the financial tax authority. So that means essentially taking, just think of it this way. If you have a job, you are working between January till the end of June, and all that income is going to pay your tax. From July till the end of the year, all that is what you make and what you put in your pocket. That's how bad we're talking. But with crypto, we have to use crypto to our advantage to make up for those losses. Okay, so that's just where we're at. That's the reality, and nothing we can do about it. Okay. So that's one webinar. Now, a lot of people come to me asking about how to hire a coder. This is something optional, something you don't need to worry about. But there are people going, how do I find a coder? How do I implement my trading ideas? So I kind of cover that. Now, I'm not going to get into that too much. It's pretty obvious just how I found coders and it worked. And there's a strategy there. The next video I talked about is the rise of Bitcoin. Look. If you don't know anything about crypto and how it's gotten so big now, and like Walmart, PayPal, Facebook, you name it, all the big companies are in crypto now because it's there, we can't escape it. So we're going to talk about the rise of that plus the rise of Bitcoin. Now remember, this is an older video, but it just goes to show you where things are going and where we're at. And we got a more updated video on the tax situation as well. And crypto. But here's the beauty of doing the live Q&A for this. We can talk about this sort of stuff, corporate structure, taxes, even hiring a coder maybe, on that week doing live Q&A, and it's right up to date because I keep on top of this stuff and I do talk about it a lot in my webinar each week, and it's a pretty popular common topic where people are concerned about it and what to do about it. So it's always gonna be updated in the live component. But I purposely, again, chose this to show you where we were back a few years ago to where we are now and how critical it is to get more into the mindset of relying on yourself for your own sustainable income, thanks to crypto. So that's what this is all about. And as I said, this is mostly about economics as well. Okay, so now week three. Oh, and the thing is here, again, you're not going to get a lot of courses that will talk about this stuff. Really, really important stuff. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I do keep on top of it. Week three. Okay, so now this is the last week for all the non-technical people, as I call them. And again, I've looked at various courses. They talk about all this technical analysis, mumbo-jumbo, and there's quant, and then there's fundamental. And really, fundamental has very little impact on crypto. But at the end of the day, a lot of it overwhelms you. A lot of it's kind of wasted because it doesn't really do a whole lot. We want to work on stuff that actually works. So if you knew and you see my videos on my private chat server, and I have a synopsis of a bunch of coins that could move on the upside. In there, I want to show you how I'm able to quantify and rank. These are the two important words. Quantify and rank those coins and which ones to pick. Because there's other courses, probably in the thousands or at least a couple of $100, that will show you how to play the long game and do HODL, or what they call buy and hold, basically, certain coins that really aren't going to go anywhere. They may go up, but they're not going up on their own. They're going up because maybe Bitcoin's going up. So that kind of can work, and more importantly, does not work for long-term game. Because you want to outperform with the coins for that day, for the next few days, that will outrank all of those coins. So that's what I do now, and that's how I'm able to double my portfolio in a very short period of time, like in a couple of weeks. So here, we quantify those entry potentials, and we can also use the order book bid and ask ratio. I'm not putting so much effort on that, but it helps, okay? And to systemize it, which I've got, you will take what would take probably hours upon hours to do and condense it down into minutes. And now you can do it pretty close to real time. But the main thing is that you're able to quantify those entry potentials on those coins, okay? The other thing is how to rank them based upon things like volume, momentum, volatility, what generates a buy signal. There is a couple of factors I can tell you that are very reliable, and I focus on our moving average crosses as well as candlestick patterns. I use 12, and I just bunch them all up, build a ranking system, and basically are able to show you A, which coins are breaking out, or which coins are about to break out, or is the crypto space basically going to tank on you? So it helps you time, and again, that word time, which and where the big moves will come. And this has been very, very, very reliable. So we're not talking standard classic technical indicators here. These are using kind of a whole blend of indicators that have been used, that have been proven, that work, including, as I said, quantifying the order potential and being able to base around that, and other techniques, being able to time it and get it perfectly, where you can get maybe a 5% move or a 10% move, or a certain coin may break out and you can get big moves, big moves. And then the other one is not so important, but it helps as well to understand, to determine momentum for potential orders. So here's the last week, week four, that's optional. I purposely don't go into details of what this covers, but if you're either not, you don't think you have the confidence to do this stuff, don't worry about it. You might want to partake to listen to the conversation, consume the content. But this can get kind of hairy. But again, don't feel bad if you don't think you're able to do it. But there is a bunch of people that will and want to be challenged by this. So these are just for testing your skills and or tasting exposure. So what we're talking about is automating crypto trading with bots for your technical, for you technical nerds out there. So this involves past courses, as I said. The first one is to build a Windows server on a cloud, okay? using Vultr, V-U-L-T-R. Again, do your due diligence, look it up, with a Binance Python test script. So if you can do that, you can probably build a test, a trading bot, not rely on these subpar, questionable services. I'm not going to name the names, but when you pay a monthly access and they're fairly affordable, but it's more like a race to the bottom, which tells you how profitable is it over the long run. That's what you got to ask yourself. Lastly is a DVD product. I put that in quotes because it's available on web, but you can order a DVD on it. Basically, it's the technical secrets and algo trading in a three-hour course which spans over both MotoWave and Python. And at Python, I give out a schema of a very, very, very primitive trading bot. Now, concerning MotoWave, I will have a course to cover tips and tricks on different things you can do with MotoWave. It's a very sophisticated platform, and it can overwhelm people, but I'll cover that in a separate course. That's pretty well it in a nutshell. Hopefully this will help you out with everything, and we shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching.